Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Ayin Ches. Begin on the bottom line of Ayin Zayin Mabez. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. And that is, we had in the Mishnah, which the Gemara had just explained on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Mabez, the Machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, regarding when someone sells a tzemed, which is a yoke that pairs two animals together, if that's going to include the bakar or not. So, as Rashbam explained, essentially everyone agrees that when you sell the tzemed, that it's not going to include the bakar. However, Yehuda disagreed in the case when you have dam maidim, which, let's say, tzemed costs $50. Why are you selling it for $200? Obviously, it's because you're selling the bakar together with the two, and Rabbanan disagreed. And the Gemara explained this tomar a case where some people call the tzemed only tzemed and bakar, and some people call the tzemed for the bakar too. And therefore, we don't know which person this one is like. That is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Look, since it's there's so much money being charged over here, obviously the bakar is being included. With Rabbanan said that not. Now that's what the Gemara continues and says, okay. V'i ein hadamim raya, even if you're going to say they're fine. Rabbanan, don't hold that the money is a proof. And still, we're going to say that he only sold the tzemet, and he didn't sell the bakar. Now the problem with that is, but it sounds like, but that the tzemet itself is sold. Another thing I was asking, but why? Why is even the tzemed? I understand that the tzemed cannot include with it the bakar. Because Rabbanan say, no, the meicher has his chazaka that, look, you don't know I'm the guy who says tzemed means bakar too. I only sold you the tzemed. I know he charged you an exorbitant amount of money, but still. So fine, so the bakar is not going to be sold, but ask the gemar, but lahav a bitl mekach. But the actual sale should be voided, and therefore he should have to give back the money and take back his tzemed, like any case of what's called a no, which is price fraud. When you charge more than a sixth more, the whole mekach, the whole sale, is void. As the Gemara says in Perek Zav, Bab Metzidah, Mem Tesma Beis. Now, if it's exactly a sixth, so then there the Gemara says that, okay, the sale is valid, but then you have to give back what was overcharged. And if it's less than a sixth, then it's a mechila. But here, we were saying that it's damim raya, which means because there's so much charge, must be the bakar was included according to Yehuda, and Rabbanan disagree with that, but at least then void the sale. Why is there going to be a sale of the tzemet itself if there's ayna, if there's bitl mekach? So the Gemara continues in its question on the top of Ayin Ches and Af and says, and v'chitem, and if you're going to say that bitl mekach l'Rabbanan lasahu, that Rabbanan don't hold to this halacha of voiding a sale, in other words, the actual halacha of ayna, a price fraud, most definitely the Chacham have to agree to because that's a biblical law. The Torah says explicitly, loisainu. Now, but the thing is, what the Gemara is entertaining to say is, but that they don't hold the bitl mekach, avoiding the sale. Rather, they hold, just like a sixth, anything that's more than a sixth, even who knows how much more, it's going to have the same halacha like a sixth, which is that the sale is valid, but just that the seller has to give back the ayna, what was overcharged. But voiding the sale, it's not. So therefore, the Chacham are saying in the Mishnah that the dam is not a raya, so the buck is not included, but the tzemet will be sold, even though he overcharged him, who knows how much. And that thing Gemara says, v'loy, but not, meaning the Chacham do not hold that there is a halacha of bitl mekach, which is what our question is based on. But what's now we learn the Mishnah Bab Metzia and Perek Azav that says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, HaMeicher Sei V'Toyer Behemu Umar Galus. If someone sells a Torah scroll or an animal or a pearl, Ein Lehen Ayna, says Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no price fraud for these items. Now the Gemara there explains, until how much is not going to be price fraud. So HaMeimer says, up until the actual value of these items itself. If you charge 200%, that's the amount that's going to be, how much is not going to be considered price fraud. So we see that if you're overcharging more than a sixth, according to Yehuda, these items is not going to be a no. And even to have to give back what was overcharged, rather there's a mechila, because people tend to charge a lot of things for these specific type of items. On that, the Mishnah continues, that Amru Loi, the Chacham said to Yehuda, no, it's not true. Loi Amru, they didn't say that there are certain items that don't have the halacha of a no to them, Ela es elu, only these items which are mentioned over there in the Mishnah, which are specifically avodim, shtaris, and karkais. And the Gemara there learns out from Sukkim why those items don't have a no. But regards to everything else, the Chachamim do hold that there's halacha of a no and halacha of bitl mekach. So that's the Gemara's question, saying how can we understand the Rabbanan? So fine, bunker's not included, but why is the tzemet sold if there's price for it, and we see the clear lecham hold that there is a halacha of bitl mekach of then voiding the sale. Now, Rashbam says that the way we just explained was the way he got from his teachers, but he says it's not nehira. It doesn't really illuminate the sugya appropriately, because you don't really see from that Mishnah that the chum hold of a halacha of bitl mekach more than a sixth. The only thing you see from that Mishnah is that they hold that there is a na and that you would have to give back the money. but maybe still it's going to be a kinyan, and they don't hold a bitul mekach. So rather, Rashbam gives a different interpretation in the Gemara, and he says that if you hold like the Chacham in our Mishnah, that the money's not approved to have like Rabbi Yehuda, that the bakr sold together with the tzemed, but then why, and this is the Gemara's assumption, this is how the Rashbam explains the Gemara's question, then why is the sale of the tzemed totally a sale, meaning that the seller wouldn't have to give back any of the overcharge to the lekech from his aynah? Because Rashbam says that's what the simple translation of the Mishnah sounds like. It says that macher es tzemed lo macher es bakr. That when you sell the tzemed, you have not sold the bakr, but it sounds like that the sale of the tzemed is a totally full-fledged sale. And that is what the Gemara's question is, but why? And in other words, and now the Gemara adds on another step, and that's why I use the words bitl mekech, but really the question is on the aynah part. And that the Gemara's question is that I don't have to tell you in my question that the aynah, the overcharge for sure, he should have to return if he overcharges him a sixth. But the Gemara's question was, it should even actually void the whole entire sale because the aynah is more than a sixth. Now that's what the Gemara continues and says. Now if you're going to say a contra abundant that they don't hold of this halacha, not of returning the aynah if it's overcharged of a sixth, and not of bitl mekach when it's more than a sixth, but rather in every situation, the kinyan is going to be valid and the seller doesn't have to return anything, meaning what the Gemara is entertaining in its question is saying that because us, the courts, don't force a person, if he doesn't want to fulfill a biblical law from Shemayim, to not overcharge a person. That's what the Gemara is saying. But we learned in the Mishnah that says that they said to Rabbi Yehuda that no, we didn't say the halacha that there's no aynah in the items that you mentioned, but rather regarding avad mishtar sekakais, which the inference is, but regarding other things, we see clearly that Chum hold that there is aynah, and you do have to return that money what was charged. That, therefore, the Gemara's question was, then why do we say in our Mishnah that ein hadamim raya, which, again, the way the Rashbam is interpreting sounds like, that it's a full-fledged kinyan totally of the tzemed, and he doesn't have to return any of the money at all to the lekech? That's the question that, not the bitul mekech part, but the aynah part, although it's not mentioned, but the Gemara's question is primarily from the aynah part. Now, so Rashbam addresses that, and he says, but then this that the Gemara said, v'chitem bitl mekech les lehu, and what, you're going to say, which is the top line of our Gemara, that what, bitl mekech they don't hold of? That's not precise, because the truth is that the question was also from the actual halacha of having to give back doina of even a case of a sixth. It's just that since there was a question and was saying, the Gemara's original question was that it should be bitl mekach, and why did they ask that? Because the Gemara wanted to say even a bigger chiddush. Meaning, we have a difficulty with the Chama's opinion. First of all, why is a full-fledged sale? You should have to give back a no. And then the Gemara says, you know what? I have even a bigger question. Forget about that he should have to give back when he overcharged him. It should void the whole sale. And therefore, the Gemara addresses that point and says, and what, you're going to think that bitl mekach they don't hold of? But really, what really is being proven from that Mishnah in Bava Metzia is not the bitul mekach part, but rather it's the aynah part, where you see clearly they do hold the aynah, and therefore we're back to the question, why in that Mishnah, again, the way the Rashbam is interpreting, is there no problem at all with the sale of the tzemet? It doesn't have to give back even the aynah part. Why? Shaft at least give back the aynah part, and maybe even be mevatel the mekach. So on that, the Gemara answers and says, you're right. My ain damim raya nami diktani. You're right. What does the chacham mean that we learned in our Mishnah that the money is not approved to include in the sale of the tzemet the bakr? It means to have a bitl mekach. It means that actually that it's going to void the sale. It's telling us that the money is not approved to include the bakr with the sale of the tzemet to substantiate the sale. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda makes sense of it. He says, well, how is this guy charging 500%? It must be the bakr is included. Chacham say, no, we don't do that. So then what do we do with aynah? You're right. Chum say, so therefore, since the sale of the bakr is not included, so that voids the sale because it's overcharging more than a sixth. You're right. It's not going to be valid, even the sale of the tzemet. That's one approach. Or if you want, says the Gemara, you could say that kiyam rabban aynah bitl mekach. When do the rabbanan say that there is such a halacha as we proved that if you overcharge by a sixth, then you have to give back that overcharge, or when it's more than a sixth, then the whole sale is void? That's only b'chdeish hadas toya. That's only in situations where it makes sense that a person can make an error, that he thought that that was its value. So for example, let's say someone was selling something that's really only worth 5, and they sold it for 7, or something that's worth 6, and they sold it for 8. That's where the Chacham said that since it's more than a sixth, so that would be mevatel de mekach, because it's a mekach toya, it's an erroneous acquisition. Avol, but b'chdeish ein hadas toya, if it's something that it's not normal. It doesn't make sense that a person would make such an error, like the case of our Mishnah, where if let's say you have a tzemet that's worth a few pennies, no one's going to go ahead and think that, oh yeah, this is worth $100 or $200. No, everyone knows that there's something here that's not an error. So then lie. The Chacham did not say the halacha of a mekach tais of bitl mekach because emer matana yavle. Because we definitely should assume to say that obviously he wanted to give him a gift of extra money and that's why he gave him more. And that's why you're right in the Mishnah, if you macher the tzemet for 500%, the sale of the tzemet will be valid. It will not be bitl mekach because the whole point of bitl mekach is when it's an error. It's obvious not an error. And so why is he giving more money? Maybe he wants to gift it to him. And therefore, their opinion was, Ein adam raya, the buck is not going to be included. And what would I know on bitl mekach? There's no bitl mekach. He knows what he's doing. He's not making a mistake thinking that's what it's worth. And therefore, he wants to give it as a gift. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the sale of certain types of items with animals and connected to its kelim. So if someone sells a donkey, loy mocher kelim, he's not automatically including the sale the utensils, the tools, the items that are usually used with a donkey, as the Gemara will explain what type of items are these. And Nachman Amadi, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, Macher Kelev, you sell the donkey, you included all those Kelim that are usually on the donkey. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, and the Gemara will explain who is he disagreeing with, what is the context that he's coming to address, but he says, Pa'am Mechurin, Pa'am Ein Mechurin. Sometimes the kelim of the donkey are sold with it, sometimes not. Okay, it's not how so. So he says, depends on the words that he used. Let's say this seller had his donkey, and he had, which was in front of them, and had the kelim on the donkey. Now the buyer said to him these words, sell me this donkey as it is with the kelim that's on it. That's obviously what he's saying when he says, as the Gemara will explain, sell me this donkey. So then, Hari Kelim Mechurin. Then all the Kelim that are on it are going to be sold with it. But if he says Chamercha Hu, if he says Chamercha this, meaning it, in other words, and since he's saying the word Chamercha Hu, it sounds like he's saying, if Hu Chamercha, if it's your donkey, then I want you to sell it to me, which is essentially like saying, sell me a donkey, stam, without specifying anything more. Now, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ein Kelim Mechurin, meaning he holds just like when you sell a regular donkey, like the Tanakama, that like Macher Kelev. So since when you say Macher Hu, Chamercha Hu, that's like a case of when you're saying Chamer Stam, and therefore, even if the Kelim are on it at that moment, he will not acquire the Kelim. Now, Amot Willi explains that Machlekes between the Tanakama and Nachum Hamadi, regarding if the sale of the donkey includes the Kelim, are talking about specific type of Kelim that are made for carrying loads on the donkey. And there are, for example, besak with sackcloth, vidiskaya is also a type of a sack which is made out of leather, which these are used to carry loads that go on to top of the donkey. Or vichumni, which is, as the Gemara will explain later on, what's called markafta dinashi, is the saddle that's used to carry women on the donkey, which is also a type of a load, because it's not considered what's usually riding on the donkey, because a woman is like carry like a load on the donkey, where generally a donkey is made for men to ride on it. Now, in those cases, says Ula, that they had the machlokes. The Tanakama, so because the Tanakama held stam chamer lirkavkoi. And generally a donkey is usually designated for riding purposes, not for carrying loads. And therefore, when someone sells a donkey stam, he's not selling with him the kelim that are made to carry loads, rather only kelim that are made for riding on it. Whereas the Gemara will shortly explain, like an ukif and a mardas, but he disagreed and he said that no, stam chamar lamasakai, a regular donkey, is made for carrying loads. And therefore, according to him, you acquire all the kelim, also including the ukav and the mardas, because they're also used to carry loads on top of them. Where, because as Ula explains, but the following items, ukav, which is a saddle, or mardas, which is a saddle cloth, which these are both used for riding purposes and for carrying load purposes, or kilkali, which Rashi translates as tzinglish, which is a type of a strap that's tied around the neck of the animal, or vechavik, which is Rashi translated as putriel, which is some type of a strap that's used to connect with the saddle, and these are all purposes for riding. Divrei HaKal Mechurin, everyone agrees that was sold. Her whole machlokes was regarding if what's called kalim that are made for masoi, for carrying loads. Is that what a regular donkey is for or not? That's their machlokes. And therefore, those are the kalim that they have their disagreement. Now, this interpretation of Ula, the Gemara asks Meisvei from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Chamor v'kelev ane meichalach. If someone, a seller, tells the buyer, a donkey and its kalim I'm selling you. So says the Braisa, Hareza machor, so what's included in the sale of the donkey? So ukuf, the saddle, ves mardas, and the saddle cloth, ves akilkali, ves achevik, these different straps that tie onto the donkey. Avol, loy machor, but what's not included in the sale, even though he said, I'm selling you the donkey with its kalim, he has not sold sack, the sackcloth that carries loads, v'diskaya, which is that sack made out of leather, v'chumni, and that saddle that's used to carry women. Now, says the Braisa, b'zman sh'amaloi, but if the seller, at a time when the seller tells him, he v'chumah shalah, I'm selling you it and whatever is on it, then harei kulam achur, and then everything's included, even those sackcloths and that saddle for women. So ask the Gemara, ta'ima d'amaloi chamor v'kelov, the ratio of that Braisa, sounds like that only because the seller told him, I'm selling you the donkey and its kalim, that's where hu dekani ukav mardas. That's where you acquire the saddle and the saddle cloth. Haloy amalei hachi, but it sounds like, but if he wouldn't tell him, I'm selling you chamor v'kalim, rather he said, I'm selling you a donkey, that loy. In that type of situation, that he would not acquire the ukav and the mardas. Now the problem is, if you hold of Ula's interpretation, then who's the tana this braisa? It's not like Rabbanan, it's not like Nachum Amadi. Rather, you have to say that their whole machlokes was by ukuf and mardas. In other words, because according to Ula, he says everyone agrees that when you sell stam chamor, that ukuf and mardas is included. Their whole machlokes was regarding those that carry loads, not for riding purposes. But here we see clearly that ukuf and mardas would not be included if you said stam chamor. It's only when you say chamor b'kelev. So it's asked the Gemara, therefore, obviously you have to say that no, not like Ula, that their whole machlokes was regarding if ukuf and mardas is included, which are the riding type of kelev. And that this price is like the Rabban who say, yeah, the only time you get the Ukav and Mardas if you say Chamar v'Kalev. But if you say just Tam Chamar, then even Ukav and Mardas are not included, not like Ula. So that the Gemara says, as the Bach puts in the word, Loi, no. Hu Adin, truth is, the Avagav Dulei Omer Lei Chamar v'Kalev Nami, that even if, when the seller, if he wouldn't say, I'm selling you the donkey and the Kalem, that Ukav or Mardas Mechurin, that the saddle and the saddle cloth would be included in the sale, where, as Rashbam points out, meaning that the Gemara is explaining that this brisa would be like the Rabbana, not like Nachum Amadi, because according to Nachum, then you actually acquire even the Saka and the Diskaya in the Kumni. That's his opinion, that when you Meicher as a Kerem, as a Chamar, then you Meicher the Kalev, which we explained, that not the Kalev of Ukav Mardas, because everyone agrees that's included. Their Machlekes was regarding it's even the sackcloth included, that Nachum Amadi holds that is included. But what we could explain is, like Ula, or the Tana this Brisa is like Drabbanan, where yes, the Kalim of the Ukav Mardas would automatically be included even if you didn't say Kalev. Now, what is being included when you say V'Kalev is, that's what the Gemara says, V'Hakamash Malan. Now, that was the Chiddush of the Brisa, not to say that the Ukav Mardas is only being included because you said V'Kalev, but rather, the Avagav Do Amalei Chamar V'Kalev, it's the Chiddush the other way. That even though you said, I want to sell you the donkey and its kalim, that extra terminology of a kalim does not come to include this sak v'diskaya. Rather, because sak v'diskaya v'chumni loikani, those items are not going to be acquired like the pin rabbanon, not only when you say chamar istam, but even when you say chamar v'kalim, it's not going to be included. So it does not contradict Ula. Now the Gemara clarifies my chumni. What is this chumni? Which we said is one of the items that's in the machlokes between Nachum Amadi and the Tanna Kamma. So Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, he says, Markaf to the Nosha, like we explained, it's the saddle that's used for women which ride it a different way than men. Now, the Gemara has a different question in this machlokes, Nachum Amadi and the Chachamim. Ibailu, that's the following question. Ba'oidin alav? Is it that we're discussing, like we said from Ula, that this sack for this kaya, is it when they're on the chamar that's where machlok is? That's where they disagree if that's included in the sale of the donkey? Aval b'she ain't in love, but if they're not on at the time of the sale, then moidlu nachum amadi, then actually nachum amadi would agree to the rabbanon that they would not be included in the sale of the donkey. That is, even the ukav and mardas, if it's not on it, would not be included in the sale. Oidlamo, maybe the other way. B'she ain't in love machlokes. Maybe their machlokes is when the Ukav Mardas are not on top of the donkey. And even so, that Ukav Mardas would be acquired according to Nachum Hamadi. But if, let's say, they would be on top of the animal, maybe in that case, Rabban would agree to Nachum, that then they would be included in the sale of the donkey. So is there machlokes regarding when it's on or when it's off? And therefore then the ramifications the opposite way would be when it's the other way, that one party would agree to the other opinion. So the Gemara says, Toshma, it's being arrived from the Braisa we brought before. It said, Ubizman Shamalai, it said it to say for that Braisa. Now, but this one, when he said, I'm going to sell you Chamor B'Kelov, which we said certain things are not included, Sak V'Diskaya, but if he tells him, Huva Chomash Alav, that I want to sell you it and whatever's on it, then Harik Kulam Mechurin. So then says the Braisa, then everything is going to be included in the sale of the donkey, even the Sak and the Diskaya and the Kumni. Now, the Gemara is assuming that you have to say that that means to say that they're on it at that moment, because what are the words that it says? I want to sell you V'Chomash Alav, whatever's on it. Now, from Sefer, you see, regarding the Reisha said that, no, these things are not going to be included in the sale of the donkey until you say explicitly, like we see in the Sefer, V'chomasha olav. So therefore, asked the Gemara, I amret b'shleima ba'ayin olav machlekes, which therefore that should resolve our question. If you say that their machlekes was when it's on the animal, so then hamani rabbani, so then you could say, so who's the town of this bride? So it's like rabbanan that they say that that the disak and the diskaya are not going to be included, you're not going to be selling the kalim, even when it's on top of it. So that would make sense, because we see from the sefer that we're talking about that it's on top of it. And until you say the words of Chomash HaOlav, that it's not going to be included in the sale. Eliyamid b'she'ein oidin olav machlekes, but if you say like the other version of the question, that their whole machlekes was when it's not on top of it, av b'oidin olav dirakal machurin, but if these items are on top of the animal, again, according to Ula, Evan agrees by Mardas and the saddle that it's going to be automatically included in the sale. The Homachlikas was regarding these items they carry, which are the Sak and the Diskaya, that, and that the other option of the question was, they only hold it doesn't work when it's not on the animal. When it's on, this option help that everyone's going to agree it's sold. So then according to that interpretation, so Hamani, so who would be the town of this Braisa? Not Nochem and not Rabbanan. Because as we just proved from the Sefer of the Braisa, that's told about that these items are on top of the donkey. And even so, we see from the Reish of the Braisa, that if you sell just a Chamer, it's not going to be sold together, these Kalim, until he says explicitly, V'chamash Alav. Now, but the problem with that is, this option holds that everyone agrees, even the Rabbanan, that if it's on top of it, it would be automatically sold with it. So that the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Lo'ilam, truthfully, as the Bach puts in the words, Emelach, I would tell you, b'she'ein oidin olav machlekes, that actually their machlekes is when it's not on it, and that when it's on it, everyone would agree that it would be sold. And still, v'rabbanan hi, the time of this price is like Rabbanan, but how do we understand it? Then why is it that in the case of the, if we're talking about that, it's not on top of it, but don't the words of the Sefer indicate that it is on top of it? Because that's what the words sound like when it says V'chomash Alav, he's telling him, obviously he's talking about that it's on it. And that says the Gemara, V'ema, rather read in the Sefer that the word that he says, U'bizman Sh'omalai, but if it's at a time when he tells him, Hu V'chomash Sh'roli Yisalav. You're right, the Braisa is not talking about that it's on top of it. It's not on top of it, so it makes sense. It's like the Rabban, who when it's not on top of it, it's not automatically included in the sale of the Chamar, even when you say Chamar V'kelav. So, but the Sefer that said it's all going to be included, it's not that he said the words, Hu V'chomash Alav. Rather, who v'chomash sh'roli is love, more is fit to be on it, which, yeah, the Sak and the Sky are fit to be on it, so even though it's not on it, but if he says those words, then it's going to be included, but that doesn't contradict the ratio to be like Rabbanan, because it's talking about that it's not on it. But you're right, if it was on it, we could still say that, like that other option, that even the Rabbanan would agree to Nachum Amadi, that then they would be included in the sale. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya toshima from our Mishnah. We had the machlekes, this machlekes, Nachum Amadi and the Tanakama, and then we had Rabbi Huda Imer. He said, sometimes the kalim of the chamar are included in the sale. Sometimes it's not included in the sale. Now, Rabbi Huda obviously is talking about that these kalim are on top of the donkey, because the one of the, he has two cases that he describes when it will be sold, when it will not be sold. The words he uses are chamar chazu. If the buyer says, "I want to buy this donkey of yours," so that's Rabbi Huda says that that's what kalim machurin. Then this kalim are going to be sold with it. Now the reason is because since he says Chamer Chazu, this one, which sounds like the way it is right now, that's laden, and therefore, that's what Yehuda was saying, that that's why the kelim are going to be sold with it, because it's saying this, meaning as it is, which has all the kelim on top of it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, so if you see from Yehuda that he's talking about, that it's ba'ayin olav, So my love, so then isn't it that Amai the Kama Tanakama Koy Rebihuda, that Rebihuda is going back onto the opinions of the Tanakamas, the first Tanoim, which is Tanakama and Nachum Amadi, that he heard them that they were disputing what type of a case? Obviously the case that he's addressing, which is Ba'idin Olav, when it's on top of the animal. That is according to the Nachum Amadi, it would be sold with it, according to Tanakama, it would not be sold with it. And that's Rebbe Yehuda comes to find a comfortable medium and says, wait a second. Sometimes it's sold with it, sometimes not. Then he's coming to be Machria to define and say parts of each one. So you see clearly from Rebbe Yehuda that he's talking about Ba'idin Olav, that must be the Machlokes Tanakama, and Nachum Amadi was also talking about when it's Ba'idin Olav, and even though it's on it, the Chacham hold that it's not going to be sold with it. Like that side of the question that we had. Rosh Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Rebbe Yehuda, as we continue to have in days, Milsachriti Kama. He was saying a different thing, his own thing. Right, we could really say that Nachum Amadi and Tanakam were talking about that their machlikas was when it's not on the animal. But truthfully, we could say if it is on the animal, this saka and the diskaya and this saddle for the women would be sold according to everyone. But Rebbe Yehuda was coming actually to dispute their inference, their diuk, where even if when it's on it, where again, their machlikas when it's not on it, which the inference is that they hold both, that if it's on it, it would be sold. On that point, that their inference was, he was disagreeing and say that's not true. Sometimes it's not going to be sold, even when it's on it. So therefore, there's no right from Yehuda to infer what they were saying in their machlekes. So the Gemara continues, Amalei Ravin L'Ravashi. Says, Toshma, I'll bring your raya from a Mishnah on the previous daf on 9 Zayin Mabez. The previous Mishnah says, Macher Esa Karin, if someone sells a wagon, lay Macher Esa Paradis, so it's not going to include the mules in the sale of the wagon. Now he quotes the discussion we had in the previous daf. The problem was, B'tanu Rav Tachlifa b'amar Rav Kamei Rav Avo, Rav Tachlifa quoted a brisa in front of Rav Avo that quoted as follows: Macher Esa Karin, if someone sells a wagon, Macher Esa Paradis. The mules are included in the sale. That Ramalei, so Rav Avo said back to him, V'hanan loy Macher Tanan, but in our Mishnah we learned that the mules are not included in the sale. So the Amalei Rav Tachlifa said to him, so Asami, so should I delete this brisa from my brises? V'amalei, and we quoted that Rav Avo responded and says, loy, no. But just to Targa Masnitcha, interpret your brisa that says it is going to be included in the sale, ba'dukum ba, that when it's attached to the wagon. When it's attached, then it's included in the sale. Now, Machlal, the inference is, the Masnitin, that the aloha of that Mishnah was b'she'ina dukum ba, when it was not attached to it. It's not attached to it. Oh, so when you sell the wagon, then the mule is not going to be included in the sale. So concludes Ravina, and he says, so midereisha b'she'ina lov, so if the reisha, meaning the previous Mishnah, which these are all reishas and seifas, because they're all talking about different animals, what the kelim that are attached to them, if they're included or not. So for the fact that the reisha, with the case of the wagon and the mule, was talking about when it was not on it, the wagon was not on the mule, and that's where the halacha was being discussed regarding selling the wagon, that the mules are not included. So Sefer Nami, then the Sefer Tu, meaning our Mishnah, is also Toma B'she'ein Oigna Lov, when the Kalim are not on top of the animal. So seemingly that would clarify that Machlik is in our Mishnah between Nachum Amadi and Rabban, with Toma when that's not on it. But then when it is on it, the Rabban would agree that it would be sold with it. On that, Adrabba, says Ravashi back to Ravina, to the contrary. Amaresha, look at an earlier Mishnah on this strand of Mishnayis, on Daf Ayin Gimel Manalf, in the beginning of this parak, when they spoke about the sale of a Stam Svina, of a ship that was unspecified. So the Mishnah said, Avaloy Macha, what's not included in the sale, is Loyas Avadim, not the slaves, Veloy as Antiki, and not the Antiki. Now, Vamrina, we said, my Antiki, what is Antiki that's not being included in the sale? Amar Papa, Iska Di Begava, it's referring to the merchandise that's on the boat itself, that's called Antiki. Because as Rashbam explains, any merchandise that's out of the boat is not called antiki. So therefore, obviously, must be that Mishnah was talking about that the Kalim were on the item that was being sold, which was the boat. Or a different interpretation, says Rashbam, is that, no, you can even say all merchandise is called antiki, but the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us its halacha of what's not being included in the sale of the merchandise, only the merchandise that's on the boat. But merchandise that's not on the boat, we wouldn't have to tell you that merchandise not being sold with the boat, because what does it have to do with the boat? So therefore concludes Ravashi, and he says, wait a second, I could tell you the other way. And the fact that that first Mishnah was told about that the merchandise that we're saying is not being sold with it was on it. So Sefer Nami Baidin Lov. Then I could tell you the Sefer, meaning our Mishnah is also talking about that the merchandise is on it, and still the Chacham hold is not going to be sold with it. So rather, Tana Mili Mili Ketani. The Tana went and taught different things, meaning each halacha is distinct. You're right. One case like that of the Svina was talking about that the merchandise is on it. And one halacha like with the wagon was talking about the merchandise is not on it. Because each case goes after what the normal custom is for things to be, where there are certain things that are included and things that are on it. And certain times there are certain things that are not included even when they are on it. And therefore, says Rav Ashi to Ravina, there's no raya regarding from the previous Mishnah, regarding this Mishnah, to say if it's Oyden Love or not. And therefore, the Gemara does not resolve the question regarding if their Machlekus was Oyden Love or only B'she'in Oyden Love. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Simon and Amanik is Zagim Nasan, which are the names of the following six Tanoim that Abaya speaks about. Am Abaya. Abaya says, Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Sumchis, Rabbi Nacham Amadi, Kulu Svilu, they all hold Ki mazven inish midi, when someone sells something, ihi v'chol tashmishti mazven. He's selling that item with all its utilities with it. Now, as Rashbam points out, it's not because they all hold of the same opinions, because actually each one doesn't necessarily hold the logic of the other one. It's just that what they are saying is that they're following the common shita, philosophy, that they both are increasing in the sale of the utilities more than there are abundant that they disagree with. Except for Reb Meir himself, who there he holds that everything is being sold, where he says, Kol tashmishi karam. But that's why Abaye doesn't say, Amru dover echa, that they say the same thing. And that's the truth. Wherever Abaye says, Amru dover echa, that's you have to explain this one thing. Here he's saying that they kulu svirulahu, that they all hold, mean they're following the same philosophy, but not that they necessarily hold the same halacha. So what's this that we find by the six tanoim that they are increasing, that they're broad in their interpretation of what's being sold with the item itself? So Belaza did not, like we learned in the Mishnah on Samach Zayin and Mabez, that Belaza, I mean, he said, Hamaychres Beis Habad, if someone sells an olive press, Machres Akair, he includes the sale of the beam with it, not like the Rabban who disagree with him, again, he's more inclusive. So to Reb Shimon Gamliel did not, like we learned in the Mishnah of Samaches and Aleph, Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he says, HaMecher es ha'ir, if someone sells a city, Mecher es ha'santer. Again, not like the Rabban who disagree with him, he includes this santer, where the Gemara there explains what that is. Reb Meir d'tan, like in the Brice, Reb Meir, I mean, he says, Mecher es ha'kerem, if someone sells a vineyard, Mecher tashmishi ha'kerem. He sold all the utilities of the vineyard with that too. Reb Nasan v'sumchis, their opinions are brought in the beginning of this parak, are bitzis v'dugis, which we said they're both really the same thing, just depending from where they are, regarding the stam mechira of a sfina, they hold these small little boats that are necessary to get from the big boat to dry land, are included again, not like the Rabbanan who disagree with them. And Nacham Amadi is Hadamar, and it's like we say in our Mishnah, again, not like the Tanakhama who disagrees with him, he holds that the kelim of the chamar are included in the stam mechira of the chamar. And the Bible says all these six tanam are following that same principle. Now the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said, Pa mechurin b'chulu. He disagreed with the Tanakhama and Nachum Amadi. He says, sometimes the kelim of the Chamar are sold with it, and sometimes not. And when is that? So B'chulu, the Mishnah described the different cases. And that's what the Gemara is coming to clarify. Maishno Chamar Chazu. What is the difference between the two cases that Rabbi Yehuda describes? Regarding when he says, oh, Chamar Chazu, your donkey, this one, I want to buy. Then he says that he's going to be kind of the kelim with it. Maishno Chamar Chahu. And why is it different in the case when he says, your donkey, it? Why there is he not going to be kind of the kelim with it? So Amar Rav explains as follows. He says, when he says, Chamer Chazu, your donkey this, Yadu de Chamer Didehu, he knows that it's his donkey, because he's saying, your donkey, and when he's saying this, because it's here. So what he should have said is, Macher li Chamer, sell me your donkey, because there's no two donkeys over here that he should say, this one sell me, there's only one donkey. So therefore, V'hai de Ka'omer Leizu, so why is he saying the word this? Mishum Kalev Kamale, because it's because of the Kalem that's on top of it. What he's trying to say is, this donkey as is, I want to buy from you. That's where the Kalem are going to be included. However, when he says, Chamer Chahu, your donkey it, it sounds like it's like a question. He's telling him, if it is your donkey, then I want you to sell it to me. Where Deloyada de Chamer Didehu, he doesn't know that it's his donkey. And Vahachi Kamale, and this is what he's telling him when he's saying the word who, is Chamer Chahu Shetim Kerenali. This it's your donkey, that you should sell it to me. And that's why the kelim are not going to be sold with it, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's like you're just saying, is it your donkey? And he's just talking about a regular generic sale of a chamar when you say stam. Rabbi Yehuda holds in that case, like the Tanakama, when you're macher es a chamar, you have not sold the kelim with it, even when it's on top of it, holds Rabbi Yehuda. Again, we're depending on the interpretation if the Tanakama holds like that or not, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, even when it's on top of it, if he just says chamar stam, it's not going to include the kelim with it, and that's what the difference is between chamar chazu and chamar chahu. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of all these Mishnahs, specifically the last Mishnah, which spoke about Hamecher Es HaChamar. Again, if someone sells just a donkey without specifying what's included in the sale, so it continues the Mishnah, it says Mecher Es HaSayach. Included in the sale is the child of the donkey, which the young child is called the Siach, which is a foal. Now, Mecher Es HaPara, but if someone sells seemingly the same type of a case, but this time with a cow, there, the child is not included in the sale, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between the cow that the child is not included and the donkey where the child is included. Now the Mishnah continues with related halachas, with this concept of when you sell something, what's included in it. Machar ashba, someone sells the garbage dump, which is a place that's either 3 tefachim deep or 3 tefachim high, which that's a normal place which is designated to put all the fertilizer from the animal. Machar zivla, so included in that sale of the ashpa is the fertilizer that's there. Mocher bar, if let's say someone sells a pit, the pit itself, which has water gathered in it, so mocher meimeho, including that sale, is the water in the pit. Mocher keveris, if someone sells a beehive, so mocher devarim, he has sold the bees with the beehives. And the reason of all these cases are because all these items are considered secondary for the more permanent structure. So if you're selling the ashpa, the zevel, the fertilizer, is secondary and included in that sale. Now, but the reverse case, if let's say someone sells the fertilizer, he obviously is not necessarily including the ashpa, because that's just the item from the permanent thing. If he's selling the water, he's not necessarily selling the pit. And so to all these cases, and they're so obvious, and therefore, says Rashbam, the Mishnah didn't have to say the flip side to say, but those cases, if you buy it, you're not going to get the other ones too. And Mocher Shevich, the last case of the Mishnah is if he sells the dovecot, Mocher Yainim, he has sold the doves that are in the dovecot and those that come into the dovecot. They're considered secondary to the dovecot. Now the Gemara asks, as we alluded to the question before, Hei Chidami, what's the case of the Mishnah of when you sell the donkey and the cow, where by the donkey we said that included in the sale is the siach, the child, and by the para, the child is not included? As the Gemara explains the question, if he said that I want to sell the animal and the child, then even the cow should be included in the sale as the child. And if they didn't specify the animal and its child, and therefore by the cow, that's why the child is not sold with the mother, because as Rashbam explains, this Tana holds that the child's not included automatically in the sale of the mother because they're considered two separate bodies and the child could survive without the mother. So that's why by a cow it's not included in the sale of the mother. Then even by a donkey also, it should not be included, the siach, with the sale of the chamar. What's the difference? So Amar Papa, he explains that wherever a donkey or a cow is sold just as is, it's obvious to the Tana of the Mishnah that you're right, generally the children are not included in the sale. So what are we talking about over here that, like we said by the donkey, it is included? Is because we're talking about a case, he didn't just say a regular cow or donkey. He said, I'm selling you a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. Oh, so that's the difference. Why? Because we could understand by the case of a cow, it makes sense why the child's not sold with the mother, because it's just like a case of a regular cow when you're selling just a cow itself. Because this that was added on to say that I want to buy, that it's a nursing cow that's being sold, is not coming to include the child. So what is it coming to include? Why is it specified a nursing cow? That you could say, that was specified because of the milk of the nursing cow, where the buyer is specifying and saying, look, if the cow has milk, then I want to buy this cow. But if not, it's going to be a mekerta, it's going to be a mistaken acquisition. So therefore, since that's the intentionality of the idea of meinekes, that's why it's not including the child at all until it's specified. But el chamor, but regards to the case of a donkey where there's no need for the milk, we can't drink the donkey's milk. So why is it specified a nursing donkey? My kamale, what's he saying? Shema mina hiu b'na kamale. That's the inference to say that it has a child. That's why I'm saying a nursing donkey, to say, well, obviously that means to say that there's a child that's being sold with it, and it's almost as if he explicitly said that I want to buy a donkey with its child. And that's where the child's included. Now, says the Gemara, v'amai kar l'siach, why is the child donkey called a siach? Shema halach achar sicha na'a, because it goes after sweet talking, and that is to say that when you call the child donkey softly, and with motions, then it goes to the place where the person wants it to go, in contrast to the older donkey, which it needs the rod to hit it, because then it doesn't listen. Now, related to this idea of siach, the Gemara brings this agada to teachings, which comes back to this idea of siach, which alludes to this idea of sichana, of being seduced by soft, sweet speech. Amar b'shemol by Nachman Amar b'yichan. It says, Ma'idach siv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk b'midbar, and this is in Perikhov Aleph, Pasachav Zion, the Gemara is going to bring Pasachav Ches and Pasach Lamed, where the Pasuk says, Al kein yomer ha-moishlem u-gaymer, and therefore say the moishlem, etc., where in the simple translation of the Pasuk, the moishlem are those who say the mushalim, they say the parables, where it's referring to the psukim when Sichain fought with the first king of Mayav, and it says in the Pasuk, V'yikach eskalartz miyadah, he conquered those lands from Mayav. Now, regarding that war, Bilam and his friends prophesized that Sichon is going to conquer Moab. Now, the thing is that this is superfluous. Because what's the purpose of writing this parasha over here? Why is the Torah telling us? If it's coming to tell us that Ammon and Moab were, although the Jewish people are not allowed to take over their lands, but it's okay because Sichon already conquered those lands and we're allowed to take lands away from Sichon. But that the Pasuk already says. It says, V'hu nilcham b'melech Moab Arishon, that he went and fought and conquered the first king of Moab. And you don't need to say anything more. So why does it say all these psukim? Therefore, it's rather coming to expound, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to teach us certain lessons here in these words. But the simple translations of the psukim are referring to that incident where it says, Al kein yomer ha-moishlem, therefore say those who said the parables, reference to Bilam and his chaverim, Bayu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon, which is the name of the city. Tibonu v'sikainen, it should be built and be established, Ir Sichon, the city of Sichon. Which the next pasuk continues, it says, Ki esh yatsa me'cheshbon, because a fire came out from Cheshbon, Lahava, a flame, mikiria Sichon, from the town of Sichon, which is Achla or Mayav, it consumed the cities of Mayav, Bali, Bamas, Arnon, those who lived in Bamas, Arnon. And then two psukim later, it says, Venirim Avad Cheshbon, Adivain, Venashim, Adnoifech, Hashem, Admeiv, it's talking about all the different places where, in regards to this war that was contended between Sichon and Mayav. That's the simple translation. But the Gemara is saying that those are extra because we already know the lesson from somewhere else. So rather, it's coming to teach the following homiletic teachings. Hamoishlim, what does it mean? Although a simple translation means to say those who say mashalim, parables. Here it's used in a different context. Hamoishlim elu hamoishlim beyitzum. It's a reference to those who rule, from the word of moishel, over their inclination, a reference to the righteous, the tzaddikim that it says in like Mishlei u'moishel baruchi, he who rules over his spirit is stronger than someone who conquers a city. And like the pasuk in Shmuel Bey says, tzaddik moishel, a righteous person is someone that rules. So it's those who rule over their inclination. Continues the pasuk, bayu cheshbon. They come to cheshbon. What that means to say is, bayu v'nechashav cheshbon shalom. They say, let us go and calculate the calculations of the world. Let's make what's called a cheshbon hanefesh. What is that? Hefsid mitzvah, the loss of a mitzvah, meaning if someone loses money that he could gain because he's busy doing a mitzvah, or because he gives charity and therefore he has less money. So he calculates the loss he gets from fulfilling a mitzvah, keneged schara, in opposite to the amount that he gains, which is much more for the future, in this world and in the next world. And uschar vera, and the loss and the gain what he has for navera, what he commits right now, keneged hafseda, opposite regarding what he's going to lose, that he's going to lose much more. He does a basic cost-benefit analysis, and he realizes that this is not worth it. That's how the righteous live their lives. The pasuk continues, tibonu v'sikainen, let us build and be established. What this pasuk is saying is, imata oisekin, if you do this, meaning you're going to make a cheshbon of the loss that you have from the mitzvah, opposite what how much the pros are, how much you gain, then tibana ba'il mazel, you'll be built in this world, but tikain la'il maba, and then be established in the world to come. Continues the pasuk. It ends off, ir sichain, what does this teach the city of Sichain? Emesim adam atzmei ka'ayir zeh, ir could be read ayir, like this foal that we just spoke about, the child donkey. What does that have to do with Sichain? Shemahalach achar sichain na'ah, where he goes after sweet talk. What is this talking about? This is not talking about the righteous anymore. Now we're moving on to someone that is like an ayur, like a child donkey, that goes after sweet talk, that he gets seduced by his inclination and the words of that bikarsim, and he doesn't rule over his yetzer. That's where the pasuk ends off, going on to someone else. The first I was talking about the tzaddikim, that they make a cheshbon nefesh. Then the pasuk ends, but if someone's ir sichan, like an ayur, who goes after sichana, maksev acharav, what does the next pasuk then say? Oh, ki eish yatsa mechesbin begrimmin. Then the fire comes out from cheshbin. What does this mean? Teitze eish mechesbin. A fire comes out from those who make calculations, which those are the righteous, and they make a very simple calculation about what the purpose of this world is. V'teichel eshe eina mechesbin. And it consumes those who don't make the calculations. As Rashbam compares this to the Gemara we had in the Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, that every single person gets burnt from the canopy of his friend in the world to come. Someone that was like, oh, it's okay, but the Yevet, it's okay, I don't need, and then comes to the next world, which is eternal, and he says, wow, look what this guy has, and that's what the tzaddikim have, but not the people that don't make a cheshbon nefesh, that get seduced by the sweet talk of those who deny the truth. Which the pasuk continues, ulahavim mikiria sichin, and the flame comes out from the city of Sichin. This is interpreted, mikiria tzaddikim shenikra sichin, from the camp of the righteous, who they are called, where we take the word Sichin, it's related to Sichin, they're called trees. As we find many times in Tehillim, famous pasuk, tzaddik atam yifrach, a tzaddik blossoms like a tamar, like a date, ke'erz baban yiske, like the cedar, he's strong in Lebanon, which are different types of trees, and like it says in the beginning of Zechariah, that he was standing bein ha'adasim amongst the myrtles, which Rabbi Yechon says in Sanhedrin, ein ha'adasim el ha'tzadikim, that's a reference to the righteous people, like it says, v'hi oimen es hadasa, that he brought up hadasa, where the righteous are called trees, achla ar mayav, so it means, in simple translation, it consumed the city of mayav, but zeha mahalach achar yitzrei, this refers to something that goes after his inclination, they get consumed by the fire of the righteous, like this foal, shemahalach achar sichana, that goes after sweet talking, meaning he goes after his taivis, after his seductive, more physical based desires. Whereas Rabbeinu Gershom says, that's why it says that it's talking about mayav, where it's talking about this, the pasuk is ar mayav, where he says, like a father rules over a son, that's how these people are ruled by their evil inclination. And the pasuk there concludes, bali bamis arnoin. Those who are the residents of the heights of Arnon, ilugase heruach. This is a reference to those who are haughty, where that's going back on ba'och, on that the fire that consumes will also consume those who are gas ruach, who are full of themselves, which they hold themselves high like the heights of Arnon. As we find, Dama Malik, the master says, kol odem shish begas ruach, anyone has an inflated ego, neifel begehenim, he falls into gehenim. Whereas the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah and the Yud Ches Amud Beis says from Rish Lakish that Kol HaMasyar, whoever is hoardy, Neifel again falls into Gehenna, like you know from the Pasig, Zed Yahar Led Shemai, that a deliberate Balgaiva, his name is Scorner, Oysa Be'Ever Zadin, he commits this with deliberateness of Chet, where the Gemara there says that Ain Ever El Gehenna, like it says, Yim Ever HaYimahu, that day is a day of fury, that refers to Gehenim. So you see this concept, which this pasuk is also alluding to, that these people get consumed by the same fires of Gehenim because of their gasarach. Then two psukim later, when it says vaniram, so what does that mean? Amar Rasha ein ram. The wicked person says there's no one higher up. Then when the pasuk says avet cheshbon, that cheshbon has been decimated, avet cheshvayin shel olam. The interpretation is they say that the calculations of the world has already been, it's not here anymore. What they're essentially saying is, like the term says, les din, les dayin. People say, there's no cheshbon, what this guy has, this guy doesn't, there's no truth. That's avid cheshbon shel olam, that there's no more calculations for the world, there's no order. Ad divine, until divine, which is the name of a place, but in this context it's Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the wicked person. Hamtin at sheyovei din. That's divine. Wait until there's going to be judgment. And the pasuk continues, Vanashim, as we continue on top of Ayin Tesem and Aleph, Ad Noifach. What does that mean? Although it means places, it means in this context, Ad Shetovei Eish, She'en Etzricha Nipuch, until there's going to be a fire that doesn't need to be blown, meaning it blows by itself. Like it says the pasuk in Iyev, Tachlu Eish Loi Noifach. A fire that doesn't have to be blown will consume, it goes by itself. Ad Meidva, which literally means to place medva, which means in this context, achetadiv nishmasin, until it's going to pain their soul, like we find the term davi nefesh. Vamri, let some say a different interpretation on those last two words. It means ad avid, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do my debayi, what he needs to do, meaning to destroy the wicked people for the world to come. Because actually in this world, they're actually very successful, but they're successful actually to destroy them from having a share in the world to come. When this interpretation expounds, Ad Meidva, the word Ad is expounded for Ad the Avin Tal Hashem does. The word Meidva is expounded Mai Debai, which is a contraction of that in one word of Meidva, Mai Debai, that until Hashem does what he has to do. Now, related, the Gemara brings Amar Behuda Merav, Kala Parish Medivri Taira, the same idea of being consumed by a fire. Whoever separates himself from the words of Taira, Esha Chlosei, a fire consumes him. Shnomek, it says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'nasati es panai behem, I will put my face in them. They have gone away from the fire, which is a reference that they separated themselves from Torah, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Halakoy Devar Ke'esh, some says my words are like fire, or like the Pasuk in Devarim Lama Gimel, Miminoy Esh Das Lamai, from his right is a fiery law. So they left the Torah, which is like fire, Va'esh Ta'ichlam, and the fire is going to consume them. Again, similar to the previous Pesukim that we were darshaning over here, because we brought in with Siach, which is Sichana, with Sichain, and that's the same idea about being consumed by a fire. A similar drasha, ki asra abdima amir b'yenis, and this is kalapirish asma b'dibri Torah, whoever separates themselves from the words of Torah, nefil b'gehenim, falls into Gehenim. Shnomek, it says the Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, adam tayyim ederech haskel, a person who wanders from the road of intelligence, bekal refam yenuach, he will rest amongst the assembly of refam. What's refam? Ben refam el Gehenim. Shnomek, it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'lo yada ki refam, shem, he didn't know that refam is there. What is that? That in the depths of Gehenim are it's those who are called to it are in their assemblies. So you see from the redundancy of the pasuk where it's comparing Rafam to Sha'ol, it's just saying it's like the same idea where many times there's repetitions in Mishlei. So you see Rafam is a reference to Sha'ol, which is Gehenim. So you see that a person that strays from Derech Haskel, which is a reference to the ways of Torah, then he is Neifel B'Gehenim, he falls into the fires of Gehenim.